What was your first memory after coming out of surgery?
I remember opening my eyes. I was surprised that I woke up. Because when I was rolled in, I knew. It's like I was totally just like, this is the end. And so I was surprised and I was like, wow, now what?
Exactly. You know, now what?
Now what? I lived. And they went in, very deep. And I have a very big scar. The surgeon actually said he rubbed his fingers inside, deep inside my brain, because he could not visually find where the tumor was, and he couldn't feel anything. And so what they did is they took some samples of my brain. They put the samples in petri dishes, and then they continued to do testing on me, and they sent me to Houston, and nothing grew in the petri dishes.
Do you still feel the effects now?
It's been 4.5 years since that happened, and it's still healing. Like, I can still feel over here on the plate they took out of my skull, this part here. They just took this part off of me, and they didn't put all of it back, apparently, because they, you know, had to fit it together, et cetera. And especially, I think it's during certain types of weather that like, I feel pain. And I definitely think that my vocabulary was somewhat impacted, but I also think I come up with more interesting ways to say things, and I'm much more prone to make up words. Like wabitation. I made up that word.
Which is a fabulous word.
Wabitation's a fabulous word. You know, it's a combination of wabi-sabi and meditation. Wabitation. It's perfect. Usually we look at things as being perfect if they are unblemished and they are balanced and symmetrical. Wabi-sabi is recognizing that there is beauty in the asymmetrical, imperfect, and the blemished, rotting fruit. The building that has bird crap on it, just kind of accepting and seeing things as they are. And that whole situation, it changed my life a lot. I ended up quitting teaching. I ended up getting divorced. And I ended up, my life changed in a lot of small and big ways. But my husband, the most important thing he ever said to me, and this is a wabi-sabi idea, is that the Japanese, when something is cracked and it's glued back together, the cracks, like the scars of it, are aggrandized with gold, because then it has a history, not something that makes it ugly, but something that makes it more, in a way, more beautiful, in a way, just kind of more real.
And what ways have you sort of done that for yourself? In what ways have you put gold on the cracks?
I think that the biggest change that happened for me, which was the foundation of every other change, is that I was just like, wow, okay, this is who I am. All the problems, whatever issues I have, whatever, you know, psychological problems I have from my childhood, whatever, you know, financial problems I have from the class I'm in our society, whatever strengths I have from those things, however beautiful or ugly I am by the social standards. I just was like, you know what? This is who I am. I'm just going to kind of roll with it.
And I think
that part of that is something that happens to anyone who goes through a serious illness, that especially when you think you're going to die and then you end up not dying. It's almost like everything's an extra bonus. Every day is like this extra bonus that you didn't expect to have. So it's like, how stressed out should I really be?